AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Released FBI notes show Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton told the Bureau she never sought or asked permission to use a private email server while Secretary of State, and that she relied on staff not to send emails with classified information through her server. White House correspondent Mark Smith reports the Clinton and Donald Trump campaigns have sharply different views on what the released documents show.
A Trump spokesman says these documents reinforce the tremendously bad judgment and dishonesty Clinton showed in running her private email server and in how she's explained it since. But Clinton spokesman says while she's admitted the server was a mistake, it's clear from the documents why there was no basis for any prosecution.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump was in Philadelphia at a roundtable with parents of victims of crimes by immigrants in the country illegally.
I think we're the only hope. We're the only ones that know what's going on with illegal immigration. Hillary Clinton has no clue.
Not at all.
And doesn't care. And so many people call us. It's like incredible.
A new poll finds many young adults are divided along racial lines when it comes to trusting Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump on immigration and Border Patrol.
Young Hispanics, Asian Americans, and African Americans are much more likely to trust Hillary Clinton than Donald Trump to deal with immigrants who are living in the United States illegally. But young whites tend to trust Trump more. That's according to a GenForward survey by the University of Chicago and the Associated Press and ORC Center. Among young people overall, 47% say Trump would better handle securing the border. 26% say Clinton. 18% say neither. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
This is AP Radio News. The World Health Organization says the outbreak of Zika remains an international health emergency and notes that the virus is continuing to infect new countries. David Heyman, the WHO Emergency Committee on Zika chairman, says considerable gaps remain in understanding Zika.
There's still an urgent need to continue sustained and global research, and this still does remain an emergency of international concern.
To date, Zika has infected 72 countries and territories. The UN Health Agency convened its expert committee to assess the epidemic. West Virginians are suing one of the country's biggest chlorine producers. That's after a cloud of chlorine gas leaked from a rail car inside a company chemical plant near their homes. A lawyer says Saturday's chlorine leak at the Axiall plant forced residents from their homes. I'm Carlotta Bradley. AP Radio News.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.